bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com on the K-Lines this morning. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Winkler.
Good morning, Mr. Caribou. And there's usually the talking points I have when I speak to you are usually a lot less after a big victory, but I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't deny with the dominance the Packers displayed this past Sunday against the Washington Redskins. Every facet of the game, the Packers really dominated from beginning to end. I suppose in the fourth quarter, the Washington mounted a little bit of a comeback, but the outcome of the game was, you know, certainly not in doubt at that time.
Let's, as far as a talking point, I would think that Aaron Rodgers would be the one to talk about tying Matt Flynn's record of 480 yards in a game, four touchdowns. The thing with Aaron Rodgers, how does he make it look so easy? Because he is that good, but it's just, I mean, he just cut up a defense, an NFL pro defense, a playoff team from a year ago for 480 yards, and he didn't even look like he was sweating.
Yeah, I mean, Rodgers is at the point in his career where, you know, everything, the years of preparation that he's put in is beginning to show, and he has an absolutely fantastic receiving core at his disposal. You know, between Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, James Jones, Jermichael Finley, they all contributed yesterday. They all had terrific games. So when you combine all those factors, Rodgers makes it look easy, and he just knows what defenses are trying to do, and he's able to pick them apart, and he looks terrific doing so.
We know how good Rodgers is, but yet he still continues to amaze, just a testament for how great and elite quarterback this guy really is. Packers, of course, beating Washington 38-20 yesterday. They have the Bengals coming up this Sunday. You can catch the coverage on K107.1 starting at 10 a.m. and then the kickoff at noon. And the Packers are going to go into Cincinnati with a running game. Brian, James Starks, 130-some yards. This is a guy that you and I both were wondering if he was going to make the team.
He was on the fence by the time training camp ended. And I guessed he was out of a job, actually. But it shows that Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson probably know a heck of a lot more than I do, at least. James Starks looked terrific. I mean, running for over 120 yards and filling in for Eddie Lacy, just doing a great job and looking like he did back in 2010 during that Super Bowl run when he was the featured back.
Eddie Lacy, one of two victims of Brandon Merriweather's helmet brigade, the other victim being Brandon Merriweather. It's like the guy doesn't even know the rules of the last 5 years in the NFL. But Lacy out with a concussion. Do we expect him back this weekend, or should we wait until after the bye? We'll see him against Detroit.
It really is tough to say at this point. Eddie Lacy has to go through the concussion protocol. We'll probably know a lot more on Wednesday when the Packers start practicing again. I mean, it's totally up in the air at this point. Concussions can vary from player to player. Some come back earlier, some come back later. We'll find out as the week goes on.
The Packers defense having an outstanding day. They gave up 20 points. They gave up a bunch of yards. But again, this is all kind of in prevent garbage time, as they say. But a real impressive performance from them. Shutting down RG3, is this more because the Packers defense played him correctly or because RG3 is still trying to figure out what he can do with his legs?
Probably a little bit of a combination of both. Certainly RG3 does not look like the same player he was a year ago. I personally, this probably isn't Redskins talk here, but I wonder if Kirk Cousins might be the better option there in Washington at quarterback. If RG3 isn't mobile, he isn't able to direct the offense like he used to, maybe the backup quarterback is the better option until he gets healthy. But regardless, the Packers did a good job, you know, looking much better than a week ago against the pass. So that's certainly a step in the right direction for the Packers.
The Packers able to now sit back and watch Cincinnati tonight. They, for the second week in a row, can watch their next week opponent on Monday night. Washington played on Monday night last week. Packers obviously played them yesterday, and then Cincinnati this week. And last night, Brian, I just want to bring this up. We saw the San Francisco 49ers get really demolished by the Seattle Seahawks. The NFL, again, A lot changes week to week. We have to remember that. Do we think less of our loss last week because the Niners look so bad, or is it just they played in Seattle? Sporty, put the season in perspective at this point.
Yeah, you know, the 49ers certainly got blasted by Seattle, but you know what? I think Seattle is a heck of a good team as well. So if you ask me, it could be San Francisco, Seattle, Green Bay could be the top three teams in the entire NFL. I really do feel that. So they could all beat up on each other, you know, any day of the week, you know, perhaps depending on who's playing the home game. And maybe those teams will see each other again as the season comes down to an end and it comes playoff time in January. The Packers will hope they face them in Lambeau Field.
Well, the Packers going to try to get another win to improve their record here this week against Cincinnati. Again, the coverage on K107.1, but a nice 38-20 victory against Washington on Sunday. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you later this week.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
Brian Caribou again from CheeseheadTV.com, the site you want to go to leading up to the game, during the game, and then after the game. We've talked to him for 3 years now. If you have not checked out the website, you're doing yourself a disservice if you're a Packer fan of any level. Again, CheeseheadTV.com.